This is Newsbreak.
Lawyer Zheng Enchong's home searched after reporting Jiang Minkang's corruption. August 20th, the police searched the home of Shanghai lawyer Zheng Enchong and confiscated some of his property.
郑恩宠律师因举报江明康腐败被抄家。上海著名律师郑恩宠8月20号遭到警方抄家，一些私人物品被没收。
On the night of August 19, Zheng disclosed to overseas media that he was planning to inform the Central Inspection Group of the corrupt behavior of Han Zheng, Shanghai Party Chief, and Jiang Minkang, son of Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin is the former leader of the Chinese Communist Party.
19号晚上，郑恩宠向外媒记者透露，准备向中纪委巡视组举报上海市委书记韩正和江泽民小儿子江绵康的贪腐行为。
The next day, four police officers came and took photos of his letters to the Central Discipline Inspection Group, CDIG. During the search by the police from the Shanghai Zhebei precinct, two cell phones, a battery, and two removable discs were confiscated.
第二天，四名警察就闻风而至，把郑恩宠的举报信拍摄下来。还搜走了两部手机，手机电池板一块 ，U 盘两个。
July 29th, the CDIG were stationed in Shanghai, where it announced that Zhou Yongkang was under investigation. The CDIG will be in Shanghai for 2 months. Some friends suggested Zheng Enchong write to the CDIG.
中纪委巡视组在7月29日，也就是前政法委书记周永康被宣布调查的当天，进驻了江泽民的权力大本营上海。并将驻留两个月。上海一些朋友建议郑恩宠给巡视组写举报信。
郑恩宠 told the New York-based NTD TV, quote, "Some members of the political consultative conference, lawyers and Democrats, called me, saying it's time to write reporting letters since the inspection group was in Shanghai. I responded that I lost my confidence in the effectiveness of these reporting letters. They said they would support me. Then I said, all right, I will do it."End quote.
上海著名律师郑恩宠在接受纽约新唐人电视台采访时说，上海的一些政协委员、律师界的包括民主党派的人通过打电话给我，他说郑恩宠中纪委巡视组来了，你可以写投诉信了。我说对于这种投诉信我已经司空见惯了，我根本对他没有信心了。他们说，哎呀，我们为你呼吁。我说算了，我写投诉信吧。
Zheng Enchong disclosed that Jiang Minkang, Jiang Zemin's second youngest son, took the jobs in 6 official real estate businesses in Shanghai, making profits from each without public knowledge.
Zheng Enchong 在举报信中揭露，江泽民的二儿子江明康在上海担任了六个官办房地产相关单位的最高职务，每个职务都能挣钱，还不被公众知道。
One of the jobs Jiang Minkang took is Inspector of the Municipal Construction and Transportation Commission.Another is Vice President of Shanghai Economic Research Association, fully funded by the government.
其中有一个职务是上海市建设交通委员会巡视员，属于局级干部。另一个职务是上海市经济研究会副会长。该研究会是事业单位，有国家全职拨款，许多国营和私人团体加入这个研究会，还需要交会费。
One other position Jiang Minkang assumes is Director of Shanghai Real Estate Information Research Center, which monopolizes government information on the real estate industry. When developers search potential lands and perform price appraisals, they have to pay fees to this research center.
还有一个职务是上海房地产信息研究中心主任。这个研究中心垄断政府信息，地产商到上海要找块地和估价，都需要付钱给这个单位。
In addition, Jiang Minkang is also the director of Shanghai City Construction Magazine. Zheng Enchong said, quote, "Suppose there are 8,000 construction projects in Shanghai. All of those need to advertise. Each ad costs tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. How much advertising income does the magazine receive annually? How has the money been allocated? He is really collecting a huge amount of wealth without being known." End quote.
另外，江明康还有一个职务是上海市城市建设杂志社社长。郑恩宠说，上海一年有8000个工程，8000个工程都要做房地产广告的，一做就几万块钱。他这个杂志社一年收了多少广告费？这个钱怎么分的？这个真是闷声大发财，不是形容词。
Shanghai City Construction Magazine is an academic magazine with limited issue. Zheng Enchong said during the interview, quote, Jiang Zemin's son is the director of the magazine. Everyone would come to flatter him. Under communism, there are many cases of bribery like this. Not that they'll bribe Jiang Minkang with millions in cash. They simply just advertise via his magazine. End quote.
Zheng Enchong 表示，这份杂志是学术性杂志，发行量不大。郑恩宠说，江泽民的儿子是杂志社的社长，谁敢不拍马屁呀？所以现在共产党的官行贿受贿，他的类型很多，不一定直接向他提供几百万，他给他做广告就可以了。
According to Zheng Enchong, the four police officers who searched his home might have received orders from the municipal government and Han Zheng. They aim to learn the contents of his reporting letters to the inspection group so they can plan countermeasures. However,After Zheng's home was searched, the police notified him that he could walk his dog outdoors.
郑恩宠表示，闸北公安局这次搜查行动匆忙，跟往常抄家派出大批人马不一样。他认为，这四个警察是奉上海市政府和韩正的命令，为的是要探听他写给中纪委举报信的内容，以便策划对策。不过在抄家之后，警方突然通知郑恩宠允许他出去遛狗。